It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. It's your daily sports dump. It's today, Tuesday, April 21st. It's still 420 all month for those who are interested. But for those who are not, we've got jokes today, and we've got fresh Gronk jokes. If you don't know, Gronk is back in play, everybody. So let's get to our jokes about, well, Gronk and sports. Actual sports today. Very exciting. Thank you, Quincy, for your Gronk jokes. That was for Gronk. That was for Quincy. All right. And now, on to the jokes. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers announced they'd acquired the rights to Rob Gronkowski from the Patriots today. Now, the move was a gamble for the Bucs, who are hoping that Gronk can finally live up to his potential now that he's away from the partying influence of Bill Belichick. Gronk said he was happy, but he was surprised at the news when we contacted him, so he had to cut the interview short because he said he had to rush out and buy a brand new pair of dress jorts for the press conference. Jorts? Jorts. I would think also Gronk would look good in those, you know, those NFL Zumbas. I think he probably would look good in those and probably has whatever the equivalent is today. Okay. Gronk also said he's excited to be going to the only city in America where people are actually impressed by a degree from Arizona State. Just kidding, folks. Nobody's impressed by that. MLB fans are reportedly suing over ticket refunds due to games canceled by the coronavirus. And they're considering actually a class action suit. Now, the suit would be for billions of dollars and would name as defendants every single Major League Baseball team, except for the Marlins. And the draft is coming up, folks. We got some coverage I'll be telling you about in a second. But Broncos GM John Elway, well, he said that his team ran a virtual draft to test their technology and everything went really smoothly. Now, he then revealed that the only tech that he uses is a spreadsheet that sorts available quarterbacks by their height. It doesn't necessarily work out, but it does seem to be the way he goes. Let's see what he does this year. Well, he's got Drew Lock, so he won't take a quarterback, probably. All right, folks, those were the jokes, and that means it's time for our fake sports highlight. Woo! And our fake sports highlight today, folks, it's a wide-ranging European highlight. That's right, we're going into European soccer, and I just have some scores to announce, and then I'll tell you why it's a highlight. Here are the scores. In today's fake scores, in the German league, Bayern Munich went to a 0-0 draw against Eintracht Frankfurt and Saarbrücken, and Bayern Leverkusen also 0-0. And then in the Dutch Eredivisie, AZ Alkmaar and PSV Eindhoven, they also played to a 0-0 draw. And then Sparta Rotterdam versus PEC Zwolle, also in the Dutch league, 0-0 draw. And then in the Portuguese Liga, Moreirense against Sporting CP, 0-0. Braga versus Deportivo Aves, 0-0. Santa Clara versus Maritimo, 0-0. Then we go to the Austrian Bundesliga. Not the Australian, the Austrian Bundesliga. SC Rheindorf Altach, 0-0 versus FC Admira Wacker. SV Mattersburg versus ST Polten, 0-0. WSG Swarovska, I can't see the whole thing. Swarovska Watins, well, they played, as we all know, in this match today against Austria Vienna. 0-0, draw. Every single match in the European leagues was a 0-0 draw in fake sports highlights for today. That doesn't mean they weren't exciting. Four of the games were not exciting, but the others were. There you go. Those are your fake sports highlights for today. Moving on, we have other segments, don't we? Yes, we do. We have classic sports and, of course, Jordan. Now with Jordan, you know, all the classic sports things that we're seeing is everything surrounding Jordan, little teases. Here's more background on Phil Jackson. Yesterday was everybody, you know, chiming in about Scottie Pippen and whether he signed a bad deal or whatever, blah, 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 blah. I just don't know. We had this Brady news today. Gronkowski news today. So that kind of swept everything up and everyone was like, wow, real news. And then we're going to have the draft. So this week, these two episodes can kind of just fade away and no one will notice. I wonder as future episodes go and there are no more sports happening, if we're going to have to squeeze throughout the whole week all the reflections on these episodes and it'll get a little thinner at that point because they really only had to talk about it for one day and then this other shit's happening. Because you know tomorrow's going to be previewing the draft. And then Thursday is, of course, the draft. And that's a nice segue to our draft. And there are no more mock draft updates. Because we did our one and only mock draft. I know a lot of people say they're mock draft experts and they do dozens of mock drafts. Well, I'm a mock draft expert who only did one draft. And what I did, and you can listen to our podcast. I got to put this up on the sportsdump.com, actually. I tried to put it on our Twitter page and couldn't figure out how to put a picture of it. But I've done a complete draft by taking a CBS Sportsline draft, moving Joe Burrow from the first pick to the last pick, and moving everybody else up one pick. And it is my assertion that my draft will have as many correct picks in terms of the spot the player has taken than any other seven-round mock draft. We shall see. And the good thing about the draft is it takes 3 days. So we'll be able to check in. I will suffer in the first round, which is the most predictable round. But after that, I like my odds. Okay. And we also are going to be doing live draft coverage. The times will be announced. I'm not going to do the entire draft because it's a four-hour day. I had a margarita, and it's strong. So if I'm slurring, it's a margarita. Anyway. Draft coverage, live, lots of people calling in, comedians, funny people who are all affiliated with the teams who are drafting and will rip on those teams, hopefully. We also have a contest. It's the Mr. Irrelevant Challenge, where a player has to predict, or you can predict on our Twitter page, who will be the last player drafted, okay? Whoever gets closest, which is to say whoever has a player who's drafted the latest, will win all the available Sports Dump swag, which includes a garbage pail with a Sports Dump sticker on it. Many micro Sports Dump bumper stickers. Bumper stickers so small they defeat the purpose of being a bumper sticker. Also, we have a few headbands and wristbands, factory sealed, COVID proof. That's not to say you can't get COVID on them. I'm just saying they are sealed. You ain't getting nothing. Even in this environment, we'll send them to you. All you have to do is enter at this point. I think we have two entries, me and someone else. But I will announce all the entries before the draft and their picks. So put them in on Sports Dump Show at Twitter. Follow and put your pick in there. Put hashtag whatever it is. Just if you tweet to us, we'll see it. Okay. That was your mock draft announcements, basically. And what else do we have? Oh, yes. Announcing the mock draft. Well, we actually have a very special treat for you today, folks, where we have a call coming in from Giants general manager Dave Gettleman has agreed to call in for an interview. So we're going to bring him in right now. Hang on a second. Hello, Mr. Gettleman. Thanks for joining us. Mr. Gettleman? Hello? Okay, sounds like we lost him. Let's just dial him up again here. All right, we've got him coming.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Okay, let me check the number that we got here. I'm going to give it one more try here.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Gettleman. Okay, I guess we're not getting through with him right now. Maybe we'll try to email him. We tried that, and he hasn't gotten back to us, so hope he can figure out his phone problems. We're going to try again tomorrow with GM Dave Gettleman of the New York Giants. Sorry about that. Hopefully we'll fix that tomorrow on the Sports Dump. See you then. Follow us everywhere, which would be Twitter at Sports Dump Show and Instagram at @the_sports_dump. But Twitter's more important. That's where we're going to be doing some of our live broadcasts from the draft. Catch us then. Bye.